Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, digital world broadcast under the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It's the ninth day of December 2024. Hello, fellas.
I am having a problem. Please do not speak, Steve, because I can't hear anything. My headphones are not working.
Oh, man.
Is there a chance you could come take a look at them for
okay,
me,
okay, I don't...
You want me to come, but you can't hear me.
I don't know. Yeah. I just can't. It's hard.
Wait, you can't hear me. What? What kind of joke is this? Is this a bit?
Yeah. Are you pulling our leg over here?
I don't know. I just wanted to have some fun with Steve, guys. Right off the bat, I felt like a joke was in store.
Hey, fun with Steve, guys.
I'm having fun.
Are you?
You better be. You know how many people would kill to have your job?
Oh boy, kill? Mm-hmm.
Seems a little extreme.
That did, yeah. I'm going to say 3.
I think that's fairly close.
Okay.
And 2 of them won't be qualified.
Right, yeah.
And 1 will, but then we'll tell them the hours and they'll be like, I'm out.
They're like, really? No, forget it.
You're safe.
Yeah, come on back in, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
welcome.
You want me to fix those headphones?
I wanted you to, but...
Too late, baby, now.
You actually were smart enough to trick me.
Yeah, it was because he answered.
By saying something, and I'm so dumb, I responded.
That was hilarious. I did think about this over the weekend. Let's see. Today's the 9th, so that was the, yeah. The weekend before.
Just one quickly, 1 week away.
1 week away? Your birthday?
Yeah.
I knew that
presents
part.
And
no,
all that
I already
stuff.
Knew that part. Not happening.
People want to get their stuff. Doc G already mailed me stuff.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Oh.
Very nice, Dr. Gurman.
Yeah. Very nice.
I was thinking this yesterday, and I'm sure Steve probably was, because Steve had a very busy Saturday. He was out working man. And then yesterday afternoon, it's, you know, a week ago, we had a 4-day weekend.
Yes.
So this weekend we did not. I don't know if you kept up on
that. Yeah, it was just a 2-day.
There was a time back when my wife taught when we were in Nebraska, and she was taught in Iowa, and she said they went from half-day kindergarten to full-day kindergarten.
Okay.
And then they also went to, obviously, when you go from kindergarten to first grade, you go from a half a day to a full day. And there was a child who was a funny kid. My wife had him as a half-day kindergartner. And so then the next year, he comes back to school, and he hears first grade, and he hears the bell go off, which dismisses the morning kindergartners.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And this child...
He thinks he's done.
...said something that I normally don't say on the air, but I'll say now, based on the fact that that 2-day weekend was not as cool as that 4-day weekend. He said, and I quote, "Who the hell signed me up for this?"
When he realized you have to stay the
whole
day.
They're like, "No, you have to stay all day now. You're a big boy."
Yeah.
And that was his response.
Well, who did sign us up for this?
Who the heck signed us up for that? I mean,
it is a weird one when you have, when you start to get that holiday feeling a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you realize, well, no, technically, you got 2 solid weeks. If you don't take any vacation days.
Right.
2 solid weeks of the nose to the grindstone. And then that next week, I think, gets a little goofy for a lot of people, right? Because that is Christmas week.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And so kids are out of school.
Well, people get weird. Again, now look, I don't know if you've noticed. It's been a bit gray.
Uh-uh.
You haven't noticed it?
I didn't notice.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's been...
Your headphones not working?
It's been, what, 10 days without any sun? And now we got another week
there
of it?
I was watching Jeremy Legoo.
Legoo.
On Crem 2.
Dive into why Legoo. Was I,
oh, because they were on after the sports game.
Uh-huh.
The Seattle
sports
Seahawks.
Game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seattle Seahawks Man, sports game.
How you doing?
And it was, he gave probably the most in-depth weather I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, Legoo, I don't know much about you, but I liked what I saw today.
Okay. I like what I saw and he did on that. The screen. It doesn't seem so mean.
I know. Are we rhyming just in time?
And he said that, I know, it's gray, it's dark out there. There was a sliver of sunshine today for a little bit, but yep. I'm sure a lot of you missed it. He's like, but Monday and Tuesday, it's going to be pretty grim, you know. But he said, maybe.
Wednesday,
he goes,
Thursday,
I'm putting a little
Friday.
Corner of sunshine on the graphics.
You see that, Kevin? Look at that thing.
What does he got?
Look at that. It's just.
Oh, that's just regular weather.
It's just clouds and rain yeah. and clouds.
And he said, so I am putting a little sunshine on Monday and Tuesday. He said, but.
A little Legoo magic.
Yeah, right.
It may not happen.
I'm just going to say, you know, just be aware. Because like you start talking Fog. About, it's kind of, you're grinding into a couple of weeks here before the holiday. You know, just be aware that that stuff's kind of a real deal. So, like, you know,
yeah.
try to think about it.
Now, the good news was he said the fog that we keep getting should be gone by Wednesday.
Let's go. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was talking to the person who was doing my hair. I was like, oh, you know, how long you been working here? I was like, yeah, I know my style is pretty standard or whatever. And I go to her, you like doing the standard haircuts or you like kind of doing a little bit more adventurous types of stuff?
Kevin James.
And she goes, well, I like doing the standard things because then I could zone out.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Oh, Kevin Bond. No, 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 no.
Quick shout out.
Do it.
Because it's something I saw over the weekend. And I will say it always tickles my fancy. The Spokane Chiefs did their...
Yeah, Teddy Bear Toss.
Teddy Bear Toss? I couldn't. I was like, God, I just forgot the name of it. That is one of the coolest promotions.
It's great. Yep.
It is just well phenomenal. Done. Steve, have you ever seen what they do there?
I think I saw a video of it this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they just throw, well, I think they said 8,000 of them?
Seems right.
Would
yeah.
that be right? Wow. 8,000 teddy bears?
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, sounds like my bedroom when I was a kid.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Okay, let's get to this. I have to make a statement that you guys are going to have to help hold me to it.
Oh.
You never know if there's a new medication that I'm going to have, right?
Okay.
Like some of the ones that there's in commercials for are drugs that I've ended up on.
I would imagine that's probably true.
Yeah,
sure.
Where it's
makes
like,
sense.
Oh man, Entresto. Guess what?
Don't know that one.
As
but
soon as they said it to me, I was like, oh yeah, I've heard of the commercial.
You've seen the.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, you know, Jardiance. Oh yeah, I take that.
Oh, heard that one
for heart failure, not for diabetes, but for yeah. But anyways, so some of the commercials, whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now. Got to make sure I remember how to say this stupid word.
Oh, boy. Easy.
Dupixent.
I've heard that.
Oh, did you hear it?
I've heard of it, yeah.
People in China heard it.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
From the Yellowstone broadcast. I don't know if it's doing this on everyone's TV.
Oh, was it loud?
If it's through Hulu, I don't know what it is. So first of all, when you go to the commercials during Yellowstone, they are... I'll say 3 times louder than Yellowstone.
They're at a volume, a million.
So they go into the promo, whatever it is. It's so loud. And yeah. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Part of that is because, you know, they do the thing on Yellowstone where they're like,
Yeah.
We gotta talk like this because we think we're Batman.
My name's John Dutton and I'm a ghost. And I'm gonna sneak up on you and eat you. That's coming up in the finale.
Oh man, okay. Uh-huh.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. But that commercial, Dupixent.
Yeah.
Which I believe is an asthma drug, and it's probably...
I thought it was the thing for the for skin, right? It's a skin condition.
No, I think it's an allergy one. Not an allergy. Asthma.
Oh, okay.
Because I did remember looking at the end and thinking, before I rant on this drug...
You better make sure.
Make sure it's something I'm not going to need. Uh-huh. And there's a chance, I mean, my breathing's got issues at times. So, but I don't think that I'm going to ever have to take it. Well, I won't. If my doctor says I have to take that, I'm like, no, I will not take that. You can find something like it, and I'll take it. But that commercial...
It made you so mad?
So the normal commercials are probably three times louder.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to say that one is three times louder than the other ones.
Wow. I did a pretty good job on it last night.
Scares the crud out. Well, the problem was I had been muting the commercials.
Right.
And I got up to go to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
And when you go into the bathroom...
You left it on, huh? Because you want to know. Yeah, you want
to
know.
Yeah, because I kind of wanted to know, hey, make sure I get back in time.
Why don't you just pause it?
Because that's the other dumb thing with Hulu. Is that it just... Man, if you're gone for more than a minute, it just like shuts off.
Oh, wow.
That makes me so mad.
Huh.
And so, yeah, I don't know how long it is, but it was going to be longer than it takes me in the bathroom.
Sure. Yeah.
But that's what I started to do after that. If I had something to do, I would just rewind it for a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Let it play.
There you go. And then, yeah. I like that.
Just come back.
Right.
But, yeah, I do not like that commercial. I don't understand why it's so loud. It needs to stop.
I'm going to stop.
I've been saying that so much.
I know you have. And then every time you say it, no one even knows what that means.
I'm going to stop. I tried to find the video the other day.
Yeah, what does it mean?
And I found the video of David Hasselhoff, who had come home from a late night of drinking and is laying on his floor in his beautiful home with just jeans on, no shirt, eating a big old cheeseburger, and stuff's just falling out of it everywhere.
Talking to his daughter, correct?
Pretty intoxicated, and his daughter's filming him so he can see what an idiot he looks like.
Right.
And she's like, you need to stop drinking. No, promise me no more alcohol tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to stop drinking,
You're going to stop drinking tonight. No more. And at some point, he says, I'm going to stop. And he's got a tomato sliding out of his hamburger.
Oh, it's just
the ultimate, you're too drunk.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he came out and apologized the next day and said, I have an issue. I gotta stop doing this.
Yeah. And he did.
Of course he did. He's the Hoff.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you got to stop saying that because now nobody ever
I know. And
it
nobody knows it. And then I'm like, we got to find the clip and see if we can find.
I think it disappeared from the internet. Nobody can make anything disappear from the internet except for Hasselhoff.
That's so true.
He's the guy.
Yep.
It's like people always say, oh, the internet lives forever. Not if you're David Hasselhoff.
Yep. And
you got your kit car, you came on the internet and you went, and it was gone.
He is the Garth Brooks of the internet. What Garth does with music online.
Yeah.
Like where everybody's like, oh, well, just pull up Garth on YouTube.
No, you can't do that. Yeah.
You're not going to.
Uh-uh.
I didn't know any of these.
First thought.
Too late.
That was a lot of.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The Jay and Kevin Show. It's so incredibly bland and painful to listen to. It's a collection of unfunny moments that are both uninteresting and annoying.
Kevin James.
Yeah, that works.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, hello.
How are we doing?
Good, good, good. Actually, I'm extremely good.
Really? Wow.
feeling, well, there was some good and some bad from yesterday.
Uh-oh.
But the good, it outweighs the bad.
You don't want to talk about the Bears, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, don't want to talk about them.
That's fair.
But who I do want to talk about is...
Vikings? Oh.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Steve, I got so lucky that I turned on my TV yesterday and got to share this moment with you.
Oh, beautiful. Just beautiful. Missouri basketball defeating no longer number one, I'm sure. Well, number one at the moment, but probably
not. Yeah, not in about 3 hours.
Yeah, Kansas basketball. Yeah. Our arch nemesis, our rivals.
Storm the courts, right?
Yeah.
They stormed the court and had time, yeah.
It was a sweet court storming. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Nice effort by you guys.
Yeah. Well, they almost blew it.
Yeah, it was that game where they were up by 16 at the half.
Yeah.
And I said to Steve,
sounds familiar.
Dude, you're in good shape. No team can be up by 16 and then lose.
Okay, Kevin.
And he goes, oh, yeah, sorry about last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little upset about that, too.
A little?
Well, I'm a new fan.
Okay.
So I can't just be like, oh. Okay. I mean, I was pretty upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Well, yeah, Mizzou, they hung on. They did the deal.
What were they? Are they ranked or no?
No.
Not at all.
Hopefully no.
They might be. Yeah,
well, they should
really
be.
Good record,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're 8-1 now.
So. Oh, well, yeah. They'll pop in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, though. Over the years, they've had so many, you know, situations where it's like, oh, you know, they're leading by 10 or, you know, they're
sure.
It's a close game or whatever. And then some guy on Kansas just goes crazy.
Sure, of course. At the end of the game, starts throwing threes in. Next thing you know.
Yep.
What is Mizzou's coach's name?
Dennis Gates.
Is he D-Gate, what's up?
Is he new there, or has he been there for a while?
I think this is his third season.
He was cracking me up. The look on his face.
He always wears the same suit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's very calm.
Yeah.
Very calm guy. Doesn't get heated.
He just would sometimes when they would do something really good and the other team would take a timeout and his players would come over, he would just stand there and look at all of them and give the old,
what are we doing?
Oh,
look at this.
We good. Yeah. We good. And it was just kind of funny. He didn't really say anything. He just gave him a look like,
yeah, we're good.
Man, I don't even have to tell you guys. We're good.
Predicted to drop to 7th, Kansas. I know you're all sad. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, baby.
How about that?
Where will Gonzaga drop?
9th, they're saying.
Yeah, 9th. Hey, that's pretty good.
I was worried we were out of the top 10, but we'll see.
Missouri, they think, is going to pop in at number 20 this week. That's predictions anyway. Who knows?
Okay.
All right. Predictions, man. You know what they are? They're like opinions.
They're predictable? Oh, what?
Let's get to the audio vault here. Thank you, Steve. Sorry about your first thought. Kevin stole it earlier or whatever he did.
He was talking about that asthma medication.
By the way, when we were talking about the grayness of the weather,
yes,
someone had texted in. They were like, yeah, my car's lights kept coming on at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon because it kept thinking it was so dark.
It's nighttime, man.
In middle of the day. And also today, the sunset is at?
Ooh, we got to be 4:28.
Steve?
All right, I'll do 4:35.
3:57.
Is that real?
That's real.
Wow.
So just be aware of it. Brooks and Dunn are aware of one thing. It's like when you are going to make a Reboot 2 album, or Reboot 1 album for that matter, there is a tricky part to that when you're a legend. The tricky part is you're only going to do so many songs, and you don't want to not ask somebody that you should have asked. Because you're probably going to see that person at some point.
Yeah, and it could be a completely innocent mistake.
100%.
Or you're just like, ugh.
You're like, maybe I didn't think of them or whatever the case may be. So they didn't do it.
Our manager picked and made the calls to the artist. He made the list because we didn't want to get in trouble. You know, we got to walk down the sidewalk every now and then in Nashville and run into somebody. Well, how come I wasn't on that record? You know, or you didn't call me. He said, I'm not going to bug people, you know, in a situation like this. I'll make one call, And sure enough, he did. Everyone called back, and we went at it.
That's so smart.
Yeah. Blame the manager.
Manager's going to make the calls, and he's only going to call once. You don't call back, I'm covered.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother people.
I'm not going to bother people. I'm going to say, hey, Kevin, do you want to record I Believe?
Now, shockingly, everyone called back.
I know.
Because why would you not want to do a Brooks and Dunn?
Well, wouldn't that be one of those things, though, you're like, you're in the middle of something, you get a call. Right. Now, that's why you have managers, because that's what artists would do. They'd be like, oh, man, I was in the middle of something, and I forgot that you called, and I didn't call back, and I missed that great opportunity. And again, that's why you have managers, because that's something we would do.
Yeah.
You heard Joe Burrow is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Is he really?
Uh-huh. He's got too much money. He's got so much money. If you listen very closely at the very beginning of this interview, he says to somebody, I told you I bought the Batmobile, right?
Huh?
Because Joe Burrow bought the Batmobile.
I told you I bought the Batmobile.
Did you get it yet, though?
I don't get it for like a year, but I bought it. I think I got to go all in and go for like the expensive bat.
The suit and all?
He bought the Batmobile.
Well, yeah, you better get a suit. I mean,
like, you bought the Batmobile?
That's
okay.
Awesome.
I mean, huh.
This is why single guys
with a lot of money.
Yeah, it's different.
What are you going to buy? I don't know. Dude, I saw the Batmobile was for sale. What did it go for? Do we know, Steve?
I think it was like $3 million.
And the goofy thing is, yeah, you don't have anyone to correct you.
No, that's so true.
Hey, you know what? Good for him. I mean, if he's got the dough and he wants the Batmobile, I guess. How do you drive that around?
$4.62 million.
Wow.
Just for fun. Just for funsies. Yeah. I told you about the Batmobile, right? I mean, what a crazy conversation. Speaking of conversations, here's the one you're supposed to have with yourself every day.
You start the day with, today is going to be a great day. Mm-hmm. I want you to say it out loud, say it to someone.
Yeah.
But when you do that, your subconscious mind begins to look for, what are you looking forward to today? People who are negative have lower activity. You want to start every day. Today is going to be a great day.
Say it out loud, say it to somebody else.
I've done this a lot.
Uh-huh.
I actually did it this morning. I was like, I'm going to have a great day. Today is going to be a great day.
Today's going to be a great day.
I'm
going
to have a great day. I said it to myself in the mirror this morning. And I was like,
okay.
God, you're getting a lot of lines in your face. But then I went back to, no, today's going to be a great day. Then I went out to get in my car, and my car was locked.
Today's going to be a great day.
Today.
And then I realized,
it's going to be a great day.
My keys are in there.
Well,
we got through it eventually.
You know why, right?
Because today is going to be a great day.
Today is going to be a great day.
And that's your audio vault for a Monday, and a great one at that, December the 9th, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Let's say there's two sisters. One does the fancy dress-up Thanksgiving one year. The other one does the pajama thing on Christmas, and then you switch the next year. You know, maybe there's that compromise.
Kevin James.
All right, well, here's a question then for you, Jay. Do you think you would be more comfortable or less comfortable in fancy clothes or pajamas? Well, okay, that was a dumb question.
I'm glad you realized it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
Have you ever had a sloppy steak?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
No, actually, I don't know that I have. I'm trying to think. No, just toppings maybe, right?
Is that what that means? I don't know. Well, somebody just texted in asking us if we'd ever had a sloppy steak.
Do I dare Google it? What's going to show up if I Google it?
I think you're okay. Sloppy steak. Is it like a sloppy Joe, but different?
That's what I was thinking.
Sloppy steak.
What is
Salisbury steak? That's sloppy.
Mm.
A big, rare cut of meat with water dumped all over it. Huh? It's as simple as that.
Water? I don't know.
Well, you put water on it? Hopefully before you cook it.
Interesting. No, I don't believe I have. Curious, though. I mean, if you want to drop one by.
To the text line.
Actually, don't worry about it. Just, we'll just leave it sit outside for a day. It'll get all...
get all sloppy.
Rainy and sloppy. Yum. Yum, 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 yum. I would like a couple of feet of snow for Christmas, please. Thank you, Ben.
Oh, wow.
Would you like a couple feet of snow for Christmas?
No, not a couple feet. I would take...
Snow on Christmas is always awesome.
Yeah, Christmas Day.
No, I should clarify, unless it's a couple of feet. I'm just talking about the visual of snow on Christmas is awesome.
And I need it to happen before Christmas.
Okay.
Like on the 22nd or 23rd is when it needs to snow.
Oh, I see.
And it's a good, 6 inches on the ground. And then
we take care of it off the street part.
Streets are great.
Yes.
Travel is great for everybody on Christmas. That's and then important. We have a white Christmas.
I like that part. Mm-hmm. I like what you did there. It's almost like it's a song.
It's almost like he's needy.
Steve, are you not wanting snow for Christmas?
No. I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. But, I mean, you got all these, like, little things in there. Like, oh, streets have got to be clean.
It was a lot. That's all right.
No, I mean,
that's
part of the perfect simple day. Snow before.
Yeah.
Because, again, if you snow 6 inches on Christmas Day,
that might be bad for travel.
A little messy, yeah.
Oh, true.
It's not going to be great for people who are trying to drive and go places and see family they don't really care about.
To the text line.
Got a little assumptive there. Stacy said, I guess I should start putting my Christmas stuff out and cookies and all the rest, but I'm not feeling it. Do you have something that can help Stacy feel more Christmas-like?
I mean, I think music does it for me a lot of times. Like, I'll just accidentally stumble upon Christmas music, and it's hard for me to stay out of the Christmas spirit when I start
fair.
To hear it.
That's fair, Kevin. What do you want to hear?
That was nice.
Well, how about I Am Dreaming of a White Christmas?
White Christmas, huh?
And I mean, Ben wants 2 feet. I don't think that's what the song's about, Ben, and I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I don't know who we got who sings that, but.
I mean, I got. That's good English. I got good English.
I got them.
I've got Blake, Kelly Clarkson, Michael Bublé, Taylor Swift, Rascal Flatts. Bing Crosby.
Well,
for some reason, Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan?
I don't know why, but it kind of makes me want to hear a piece of it. You don't mind, do you?
No.
All right, let's hear. I'm assuming without the Miami Sound Machine. I don't know, though.
Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
Hated.
I mean, no, yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's nice. Sounded nice. Yeah. Nice voice. Nice singing. See, the problem is, Jay, you had all these people that I wanted to go, I wouldn't mind hearing that.
Yeah.
Rascal Flatts, I always liked their harmony, all this. And then at the very end, you go Bing Crosby.
I know. I went with the legend.
The guy who played golf in Harrington. Yeah, I'm going with him.
The OG for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll help. Hopefully that will help. Also, Bob on the text line says, our puppy is almost completely potty trained. That, I would imagine, is very good news for everyone and the carpet.
Oh, yeah. And you've got it almost done. I mean, you've got it close to done, it sounds like, before there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
That has to make it tougher, right, Jay?
Well, it's just, yeah. And right now, you just got the mud thing going, depending on where you live and all the rest of that. But it's just messy in and out. I said yesterday to my wife, possibly one of the dumbest things I've ever said, and she is keeping track. She also laughed really hard after I said it, because I come down the stairs, and my wife goes, it's just my wife and I and 2 dogs. That's all that lives there.
Yeah.
So if I didn't do it, then she probably did it, or somehow a dog did it.
Okay.
No matter what it is. So she says to me, somebody threw up all over the floor. And I said back, one of the dogs? And she laughed so hard. She's like, well, it wasn't me. So
yeah, you were a suspect as well, Jay.
I'm like, well, it wasn't me.
We're going to have to bring you in for questioning.
Yeah, that's right. Is there video evidence that it was one of the dogs, or did one of us throw up on the floor and then leave it there for somebody else
That's
to clean
great.
Up.
Yeah. yeah.
One Here's- of the dogs? Duh.
Duh.
So congrats to you, Bob, and your puppy almost being potty trained. Congrats to me and being a moron.
Okay. No. It was a legitimate question.
Well, I mean, somebody could have broke into the house.
That's true.
Thrown up and then run right back out again. We don't know. But you know what I do know?
Today is going to be a great day.
That's right. Dang it. That's your look at your text line. It's always open for you. We're going to get you in the spirit right here, Stacey.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.